الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. فقال جل وعلا: وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وقال جل وعلا: إنك ميت وإنهم ميتون. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, Muslims have been burdened with difficulties and calamities have befallen them in different places and different times. But never has a calamity befallen the Muslims greater and more painful than the separation and death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a calamity that the heavens cried. The earth could not bear its burden. And darkness prevailed Madinatul Munawwar. And what to say of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een? Those who loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than they love their own flesh and blood. Tears are flowing from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's eyes. Uthman Zunnurain has become motionless, speechless. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu loses total control. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu falls unconscious. The words on Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's lips, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are: يا أبتا أجاب ربا دعا، يا أبتا من جنة الفردوس مأوى، يا أبتا إلى جبريل ننعى. A Bedouin receives the news of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's death. He prays to Allah, these eyes were so I could see the beautiful face of your Nabi, and these ears were so I could hear the sweet voice of your Nabi. Oh Allah, what good are these eyes and ears when your Nabi remains no more? Oh Allah, make me blind as I no longer wish to see anybody's face after the face of your Nabi. Oh Allah, make me deaf as I no longer wish to hear anybody's voice. There and then his prayer was answered and he became deaf and blind. The Sahaba are saying, Wallahi wadidna anna mitna qabla. Only if we died before Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Years passed. Even then, whenever Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes a mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears begin to flow from his eyes. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is now Khalif. He is making his rounds at night. He is a woman reciting the couplets: Ala Muhammadin salatul abrar, salla alayka al-mustafoon al-akhyar. قد كنت قواما بكي الأصحار، يا ليت شعري والمنايا أسوار، هل تجمعني وحبيبي الدار. May Allah accept the prayers of the pious seeking blessings for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah's Prophet, you worshipped each night and you wept before the dawning of each day. I wish to know if I could be together with my beloved Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for death comes in different stages of mine and I do not know how I shall die. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on hearing these couplets, sits down weeping in love and memory of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was such a calamity that though around 1400 years have passed since Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left this world, the true Muslims, the true believers still feel the pain. Continuing with the series of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and events of importance, let us today look at the last few days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, everybody, no matter who he is, what he does for a living, has to die one day and leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this concept very clear. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Everybody has to die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْحَ. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no exception to this rule. He is also sent for a fixed period, which Allah the Almighty Himself knows best. And when his time is up, لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. He has to leave this world like those before him. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for a purpose. When this purpose was fulfilled, the great work of the completion of Sharia and purification of souls reached its perfection, and Makkah al-Mukarramah, the capital of Allah's kingdom on earth, was conquered, and people entered Islam in thousands. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your purpose is now fulfilled, and the time to depart and leave this world has come near. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received many indications from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it's time to come, that it's time to leave has come near. The first indication Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received that it's time to leave has come near was the revelation of the verse اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. That this day I have perfected for you your deen, and I have completed my blessings upon you, and I have accepted Islam for you as a religion. This verse of the Quran, which can be found in Surah Al-Ma'idah, was revealed on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, which took place on a Friday. It was revealed at the time of Asr, when more than 40,000 people had gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam only lived around 81 days after the revelation of this verse. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam himself understood that this verse was a sign that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam very soon will have to leave this world. And it is because of this that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in the very same sermon said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, كَفَإِنِّي لَا أَدْرِي لَعَلِّي لَأَهُجَّ بَعْدَ حَجَّةِ هَذِهِ. That I do not know whether I will perform hajj other than this hajj. This was the first indication Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received that his time was near. The second indication our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received was the revelation of Surah An-Nasr, which was revealed the very next day when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was in Mina. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the help of Allah comes to you against your enemies, and Makkah, the capital of Allah's kingdom and earth, is conquered, and you see the people enter the deen in crowds and thousands, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Understand, the purpose of raising and living in this world is fulfilled. Now the journey to the hereafter, to the next world, is near. So glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than you did before. This was the second indication Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received. The third indication was the coming of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, as is the opinion of some ulama, a few days after the Hajj of Islam, confirming the fundamentals of deen. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يراه عليه أثر الصفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لو إذا صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين were sitting next to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم one day, when all of a sudden a man came. This man was wearing extremely white clothes, and he had jet black hair. This man was not a foreigner, because there were no dust on his clothes. His clothes were not creased. No signs of a journey whatsoever. And at the same time, he was not a local, because all those that were present, none of us recognized this man. He came and sat very respectfully in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, Islam, tashhad an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa tuqim as-salat wa tu'ti az-zakat wa tasum Ramadan وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. Islam is that you testify that there is no God worthy worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You perform your namaz, your salah, give zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and if you have the means, you make the pilgrimage, Hajj. He said, Sadaqt, that you have spoken the truth. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in say, كِفَ عَجِبْنَ لَا يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُ, that we were surprised that this man has come not knowing what Islam is. He asks Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? And when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam informs him what Islam is, he agrees with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he confirms it. This surprised us. He asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me about iman. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam replied, تُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِن بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, in the last day, and fate, good and bad. This is iman. Yet again he replied, Sadaqt, that you have spoken the truth. He asked, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. Tell me what is ihsan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. Ihsan is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. And if you do not see Him, then remember, the Almighty sees you. He further asked, فَاخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. Tell me about the hour. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَ مِنَ السَّاعِ. When question is not better informed than the questioner. He asked, if that is the case, then tell me about its signs. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam replied, You will see a maidservant will beget her master. You will see the barefooted, naked poor shepherds taking pride in lofty buildings. Hazrat Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, after asking these questions and confirming the answers, this man went away. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam remained silent for some period of time. And then said, Ya Umar, atadri man isa'il? O Umar, do you know who this man was, this questioner? I replied, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. That Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best who this man was. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam informed us that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلَ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That man was Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to teach you your deen. These were the three indications Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his time to leave this world has come very near. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam received these indications, the hadith states, فَأَخَذَ بِأَشَدِّ مَا كَانَ قَطُّ إِجْتِهَادًا فِي أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. Akin upon the verse of the Quran, فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam began to glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like never before. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam spent most of his time in tasbih and tahleel. Now my brothers and sisters, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's illness, which led to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's death, began in the latter part of the month of Safar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained ill for a period of around 13 to 14 days and then died in the following month of Rabi'ul Awwal on a Monday. And this is agreed upon by all the historians. As for the date, which Monday of Rabi'ul Awwal it was, the first or the second, there is a difference of opinion. And because justice cannot be done, I choose to leave it. And I only mention what is agreed upon, and that is that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam died on a Monday, and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam died in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, and this is agreed upon by all the historians. Now as I've mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's illness began in the latter part of the month of Safar. Regarding how it began, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's slave Abu Muhayba relates that one night Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam all of a sudden woke me up and said, Ya Abu Muhayba, إِنِّي قَدْ أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَسْتَغْفِرَ لِأَهْلِ هَذَا الْبَقِيِّ. O Abu Muhayba, I have been ordered to pray for the Muslims buried in Jannatul Baqi. Abu Muhayba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I went with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, I accompanied Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam till we got to Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam lifted his hands and prayed and kept him praying for a long time. After praying, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said to me, Ya Aba Muhayba, إِنِّي قَدْ أُعْتِيتُ مَفَاتِيهَا خَزَائِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْخُلْدَ فِي ثُمَّ الْجَنَّةِ. O Abu Muhayba, I have been given the keys to the treasures of the world, then Jannah. فَخُيِّرْتُ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَبَيْنَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي وَالْجَنَّةِ. O Abu Muhayba, and I have been given a choice between this and the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then Jannah. Abu Muhayba says that I said, Ya Rasulullah, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَخُفْ مَفَاتِيَ خَزَائِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْخُلْدَ فِي ثُمَّ الْجَنَّةِ. Ya Rasulullah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, take the keys and Jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, O Abu Muhayba, لَكَدْ اِخْتَرْتُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي وَالْجَنَّةِ. O Abu Muhayba, I have chosen the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah. Abu Muhayba radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam returned home, and in the morning, the illness from which Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam eventually died from began in the morning. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had a very severe headache and a temperature. It was a Wednesday, and the turn of our mother Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, because he was a man of many wives, acting upon the verse of the Quran to be just between wives, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would spend a night with each wife. And this, when this illness began, It was a Wednesday on the turn of our mother Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, a few years earlier, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was presented roasted mutton which was poisoned by a Jewish. The effect of that poison played a great part in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's illness and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's shahadat. And it is because of this, during the illness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would say to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Aisha, ما أزال أجد ألم الطعام الذي أكلت بخيرة. وعائشة, I still feel the pain caused by the food I ate at Khaybar. And at this time I feel as if it's going to cut my vein. That poison is going to cut my vein. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as I've mentioned, treated his wives equally and was highly sensitive to the feelings of his wives. This is why in the first 5 days of his sickness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed in the apartment of each wife according to her turn. That is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. On each of these days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stayed with the wife according to her turn. On Monday, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam condition became very serious, as the hadith of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha suggests, which can be found in Sahih Bukhari, istazana azwajahu an yumarra fi bayti fa'azanna lah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for permission from his wife to be nursed in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. They happily consented. This Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taken to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house on Monday. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained there for a week till finally Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the following Monday passed away in Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's house. During his illness, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha took good care of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And because it was a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was normally ill, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and the surah قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was ill, he would recite these surahs and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make dhamm on himself. Because this was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's practice, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha in his fatal illness would recite the Mu'awwidhatayn on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then use Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hand to rub over his body for barakah, as the hadith of Sahih Bukhari suggests. Now during his illness, one day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, كُنَّ أَزْوَاجِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِنْدَهُ فَأَقْبَلَتْ فَاطِمَةُ مَا تَخْفَ مِشْيَتُهَا مِنْ مِشْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That we the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were seated next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when all of a sudden Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came. Her walk was exactly like her father's. It did not differ from the walk of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam saw his beloved daughter, marhaban bi ibnati, he welcomed her and made her sit beside him, as was his habit. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said something to her in a very secretive manner. He shared something with her. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to cry and weep bitterly. فَلَمَّ رَآهُ اذْنَهَا سَارَهَا الثَّانِيَةِ فَإِذَنْ هِيَ طَبْحَكْ. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw that his daughter had become upset and saw anxiety and sadness, for a second time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said something to her in a very secretive manner. This time Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha began to laugh. Our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood up and left, I asked Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, tell me, what did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam share with you? O Fatima, what made you cry and then smile? Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha said, كما كنت لأفشي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سره. But I will not disclose the secret of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولي صلى الله عليه وسلم is alive. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says when Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام left this world, I one day asked Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى عنها, can now tell me, why did you cry at that time and why did you smile? Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى informed her, كأن أخبرني أن جبرائيل كان يعارضني القرآن كل سنة مرة وأنه عارضني به العام مرتين ولا أرى الأجل إلا قد اقترب. Hazrat Fatima رضي الله تعالى informed Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها that the first time Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام whispered of Fatima, my death has come near. I will die from this illness. As Jibreel عليه السلام used to recite the Quran before once every year, and this year he has recited the Quran twice. When Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said this to me, I wept. And then on the second time, because Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام saw my anxiety and sadness, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said to me, O Fatima, أَلَا تَرْضَيْنَ أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Fatima, are you not pleased that you will be the leader of the women of Jannah and the first to follow me from the Ahlul Bayt? To say, I smiled. Now my brothers and sisters, 4 days before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's death, that is on a Thursday, because Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam passed away on a Monday, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the room was full of people. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those present in the room. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, halummu aktubu lakum kitaban lan tadullu ba'dahu. Bring some writing material so I may leave some instructions after which you will never go astray. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, fatanaza'u wa la yanbaghi inda nabiyyin tanaza'un. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this to them, they began to differ and dispute amongst themselves. Though to differ and dispute in the presence of a prophet, of a Nabi, is not a good thing and not appropriate. Now, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in, قَدْ غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجْهِ وَعِنْدَكُمُ الْقُرْآنِ حَسْبُكُمْ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in great pain and seriously ill. Do not give Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam any more taklif. We have the book of Allah, the Quran, and the Quran is sufficient for our problems, and it is the solution to all our problems. Any problem can arise, the Quran is the solution. There were some Sahaba who agreed with Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, that we should not give taklif to Nabi Ali, while the other said that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam has ordered, karribu yaktubu lakum Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So give him something, the writing material, so Nabi Ali salatu wasalam can write for us. The hadith states, فلما أكثر اللغط والاختلاف قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كم وعني. That when they began to differ and argue amongst themselves and this dispute increased, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام told the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين to leave. And Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام verbally instructed the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين to do three things. The first, أخرج المشركين من جزيرة العرب. That drive the polytheists out of the peninsula of Arabia. This was one of the things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam instructed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in to do 4 days before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world. And today we have invited the Muslims